everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. And I am coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California. Yes, it is gorgeous here in Half Moon Bay, California. I'm having a fabulous time, and I don't even know where to start. First of all, I want to congratulate California Chrome, winning the Preakness, very, very exciting. So who knows, Triple Crown winner, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we're going to have one. I'm hoping. So great race, California Chrome. Again, congratulations. And I have been in this beautiful, cool weather since Thursday. The high yesterday was 64 degrees. Yes, the high today is probably going to be around the same thing, 64 degrees. I am right along the coastline. Half Moon Bay stretches this beautiful, it's a beautiful coastline community. But the difference with this community is not only are there the sandy beaches and the rocky beaches, there are massive amounts of cypress trees and old trees dripping with moss and beautiful flowers everywhere. It's just a different type of coastal community, and it has to do with, of course, the weather that is here in Half Moon Bay. Now, I want to thank Mike Thompson's RV, Superstore in Cathedral City, for presenting Traveling with Françoise. So we always said, and trust me, there are a lot of places to bring your RVs up here in Half Moon Bay. So we'll touch base on that later on. But there's all along the coast just beautiful, beautiful spots. And I have to say, my ride up here is about an eight-hour ride and 501 miles. And my Volkswagen CC sports car loves the highway. That car just gets on the freeway or highway and just goes. In fact, I made note when I started, I had a full tank of gas, and the range was 360 miles or so, right in there with a full tank of gas. Once the car got on the freeway, the range went up to 540 miles. I actually did not have to stop and get gas if I didn't want to on the way to Half Moon Bay, but I did because I like to stop and just kind of putz around. I'm a big rest stop person. I like to stop at the rest stops, and there's so many international travelers there. You see all, it's amazing the different languages you hear. The rest stops are clean. They have people at each rest stop that are constantly cleaning them. There's maps on the wall. Fascinating, really, really fascinating. Nothing like a truck stop or nothing like the fast food restaurants that we tend to stop and the restrooms are disgusting, truly disgusting. I just love them. In fact, I'm going to do a special show on rest stops one of these days. But back there in the station is Miss Valley Harvey. Good morning, Valley.
Good morning, Françoise. Sounds lovely up there.
Well, it is lovely and cool. Now, if you've been looking at some of my Facebook posts, Valley, have you been
Yes.
checking out what I've been up to?
I've got your Facebook up right now.
I've been trying to keep everybody updated on what I've been doing since I arrived on Thursday. So you can go to Françoise Roads, or you can go to Traveling with Françoise, or you can go to Golf is a Four-Letter Word. All those Facebook pages, they do have pictures to keep you somewhat updated of what is going on here in Half Moon Bay and what I've been doing. Now, I've stayed at two different accommodations. The first two nights, I stayed at the Seal Cove Inn, and we will have Kelly Dayan on, the owner of the Seal Cove Inn. She will be on to talk about the property a little bit later on in the show. And then last night and tonight, I'm staying at the Half Moon Bay Lodge, which is actually the opposite direction along Highway 1, so which is Cabrillo. They call it Cabrillo right in this one section. So I stayed at both ends. Seal Cove was in Moss Beach, and the Half Moon Bay Lodge is right here in Half Moon Bay. And, of course, both of them were then walking distance to the water. The view here from the Half Moon Bay Lodge is the golf course, which is the Half Moon Bay Links, which is right along the ocean. So you are playing golf right along the shoreline there. So the cliffs, there's more cliffs along here. So beautiful view. Both properties are beautiful. Both of them are completely different because the inn, of course, is more of an intimate experience. There were only 10 rooms, if I recall, completely different feel. And then, of course, the lodge here, the Half Moon Bay Lodge, has 88 rooms and the fitness center and more of the accommodations for the businessman, the traveler on the road. Just a little bit different feel, but both very comfortable, both have their own special attributes. So I've been very, very fortunate right here in Half Moon Bay. Now, for those listening online, I want you to go to the website, visithalfmoonbay.org, and you can just check it out. Check out Half Moon Bay while I am on the air for the next 2 hours. So we have a lot to talk about here about Half Moon Bay. There's so much going on in this community. What surprised me is the agriculture that is here. And not so much of the vegetables and the fruit trees and things that we see in the Coachella Valley, but flowers. It's huge for floriculture is what they call it. In fact, the top producing floriculture crops include ornamental nursery stock, potted foliage plants, lilies, orchids, poinsettias, and snapdragons. And yet they have the huge pumpkin festival here each year. This is a huge event. People come from all over the world to the pumpkin festival. So it's really a diverse community here, a population of about 13,000, a little bit more, that live here year-round. And it is, like I say, what are we, May, middle of May, and the weather is still in the 60s. Very, very cool. The sun is peeking out today. In fact, every afternoon the sun seems to peek out for a while, and then, it tends to want to go away as well. But I dressed appropriately. No flip-flops. I've had long pants on and sweaters on every day. And it's been nice, though. It has been really nice, because we know in the desert from now until, I don't know, October, we're going to be wearing shorts and capris and sleeveless tops and sandals. And that's about it. So I did get to wear a few more of my winter clothes before I put it all away in the closet. All right, Half Moon Bay, there is some history that goes along here. It's the history and culture is originally was called Spanish Town. It is the oldest settlement in the San Mateo County dating back to the 1840s. Costanoan Indians originally inhabited the land for hundreds of years until the 1840s when land grants were deeded to early Spanish settlers. Mexican and Chilean laborers soon followed and the village was dubbed Spanish Town. So in 1874, Spanish Town officially became known as Half Moon Bay. And the reason for that is Half Moon Bay, there's a bay out there that's shaped like half of a moon. So that's where it got the name Half Moon Bay. And today, though, they have tried to keep the town incorporated in 1959, and they've really tried hard to preserve its history. Main Street is still Main Street. Very, very cool. There's a lot of farming up here, a lot of agriculture, commercial fishing, just very diverse, and no big box, per se, stores in Half Moon Bay. They do have a Safeway. They do have some strip malls, but they're not right in Main Street. Main Street really is, when you think of a quaint, charming Main Street community, that's what you get here in Half Moon Bay. The one street goes right down the middle, shops line the road. Yesterday they had an event called Rock the Block, where a couple blocks were cordoned off, and they had music going on and vendors and food and all sorts of stuff. So really a very historic community. They've kept it that way. They're working hard to keep it that way. In fact, there's a lot of marine preserves throughout the coastline, and so they're keeping, again, the integrity of what makes this area so spectacular. However, if you need the big city feel and you're just you want the hustle and bustle, the cars, the traffic, all that goes with it, San Francisco is only 20 minutes away. That's the beauty of Half Moon Bay. San Francisco is only 20 minutes away, maybe 25 if you hit a tiny bit of traffic, and you do not feel that at all in Half Moon Bay. You really don't, and that's really what makes this community even more special. So I can't express enough how different this coastal community is, because we tend to think of coastal communities exactly the same way. We just say, oh, well, they're right along the beach, and they have the beaches and the hiking and the biking and the little surf shops and all that, but no, coastal communities are all completely different. Trust me. They really, really are. So, again, I want you to go to the website, visithalfmoonbay.org, and check it out while I'm talking on the show. And now, during the show, I will be giving a trip away, not during this show, but I will tell you during the show how you can win your own two-night stay at the Seal Cove Inn at in Half Moon Bay, but that'll be during the show, and it's going to be really simple. In fact, it's not even posted yet. It's going to be on the website. I haven't had a chance. I've been too busy having a great time. I've been trying to avoid working if possible, but I have been working somewhat and just having a great time doing it. I did some things I never thought I would do. So, and one of them was glass blowing. I learned the glass blow. I thought, no, am I really going to do this? But I did. So it was tons of fun. All right, we're going to step aside for a moment. When we come back, we have a lot more going on this special live broadcast from Half Moon Bay, California. I am Francoise, your host. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Search for My Money Radio, Money Radio 1200.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
There is only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. Visit our showroom in Rancho Mirage, where we offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection of club cars in the valley. At Electric Car Distributors, our legendary customer service since 1961 lives on. With one historic location to serve you and all that's new in the industry, visit Electric Car on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. For more information, call 760-346-5661 or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at electriccar.com.
Honey, what are we going to do with all this extra stuff around here?
Well, you could go to City Hall and get a permit, make some big signs, haul everything out front before sunup, forget about golf, and have yourself a garage sale.
A garage sale?
Now, there'll be strangers trampling all over the lawn and garden.
My lawn, the garden, my golf.
Or you can donate it all to Angel View.
Hey, Angel View. Yes, Angel View.
Of course. Angel View will sell our gently used items and use the proceeds to fund programs to assist physically and mentally challenged young people throughout San Bernardino and Riverside counties.
Angel View, right. I'm glad I thought of that.
Yes, dear.
There's an Angel View resale store near you, ready to accept your donated items 7 days a week. For the location nearest you, or to arrange for the pickup of larger items, call 866-670-8666, because we can all use an angel in our lives once in a while.
Hi, I'm Jan Boydston, also known as the Gadget Gal, and the owner of Kitchen Kitchen in Indian Wells. At Kitchen Kitchen, we go where no other kitchen store has gone before. Experience Kitchen Kitchen at the corner of Highway 111 and Cook Street in Indian Wells, or visit us online at kitchenkitchen.com. If you need it or want it, we have it at Kitchen Kitchen for the chef in you.
Head to the Mike Thompson RV Outlet Sale. Clearance row is filled with the nation's top-selling brands. New and pre-owned motorhomes and fifth wheels. All at closeout prices. One-of-a-kind specials, discontinued models, red tag final markdowns. Access to over 65 brands without leaving the valley. Mike Thompson RV, where it's affordable to buy an RV. Only 4 short miles off the 10 freeway. Day Palm exit to I-111, turn right. 760-324-3651.
You've got a first-class round-trip ticket to destinations near and far. Please enjoy your time while traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Francoise Rhodes, and you are listening to Traveling with Francoise, and we are coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California, just a real easy 8-hour drive. I mean, really, really easy, actually. And very relaxing. By the time I got here, I was just ready to enjoy myself, immerse myself in the community, and have a fabulous time. And the person that can help us do that, and she's a little tired, because yesterday I remember mentioned it was Rock the Block downtown, and it's quite lots of music, lots of food, lots of partying going on. But joining us right now is the Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce CEO, Cherise Hale McHugh. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise.
Thank you for having me back. I really enjoyed being with you a couple of years ago.
Well, it's always fun to have you here on the show and fun to be here. Now, it's been several years since I've been to Half Moon Bay, and it looks like everything is just going phenomenal. Your season, I always consider Half Moon Bay as a year-round destination.
It is. It is. If we had an off-season for tourism, and it's really not an off season. It's just that during the holidays, people, you know, from Thanksgiving to maybe Valentine's Day, most people are traveling, or if they're traveling, they're visiting family. And so they're not as tourists because they've been here lots of times before, you know. But we are year round. We're basically between 55 and 65 degrees. So it really doesn't matter what time you come.
It's always beautiful. Now, your population year round is about 13,000 people.
In the city of Half Moon Bay.
In the city
of coast side is 300 square miles.
Okay.
That's why it takes you, everybody thinks of Half Moon Bay as being a small town. Oh, we can see that in a day and a half or 2 days. But we have 300 square miles of redwoods and ocean and farms and fishing and beautiful scenic areas with lots to do. So if you take all of that in, it's 30,000 people.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't get that. But you don't notice it. That's one thing you don't really notice because everyone is so spread out. Now, there's events going here all year long. Of course, you have the famous surfing and the hiking and the biking and all the things that go along with beach communities. But I was saying earlier that you have a really quaint Main Street. You've really kept the integrity of Half Moon Bay. And again, that a lot of that has to do with the Chamber of Commerce and how you look at your city. And also growth. Tourism is a large part of what happens here in Half Moon Bay.
It is. Tourism is our main economic base. And then, of course, we have fishing and we have agriculture. But Main Street, we love our Main Street because we have quaint and getting some really cool upscale shops. But they're not the shops that you see in every town in America because they're all individually owned and they're not chains. You know, we have a Starbucks, and we have a couple of fast food. But other than that, we do not have any of the Crate and Barrels and, you know, Williams & Snowman, those type of stores. We have a fabulous kitchen store. It's not Williams & Snowman. It's individually owned. People absolutely love it. We have wine and cheese shops. We have great dress shops. Sorry, I'm a little hoarse.
That's because you were on stage singing yesterday, Charisse. I know you were.
No. You never find me singing, but trying to talk over the music and over the crowd so that, you know, your staff and everything can hear you, you end up with a little bit of a hoarse voice.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. And yes, I like the fact that you have, again, Half Moon Bay still feels the same way it did a couple years ago, and I like that. Your goal, everyone's goal here, all the shop owners and lodging accommodations, is to keep that feel of what Half Moon Bay is. Now, you have a couple of huge festivals. You have the Pumpkin Festival that people come from all over the world. Tell us a little bit about the Pumpkin Festival here in Half Moon Bay.
The Pumpkin Festival is always the weekend following Columbus Day, and it's a two-day event. We have about 300,000 that attend the Pumpkin Festival over the 2 days. It's we have like over 300 vendors. All of the food and beverage are done by local nonprofits. That is what makes this festival unique. And it's awesome because some of the nonprofits make the bulk of their money, of their income, from that Pumpkin Festival every year. So it's a very, it supports so much in the community. And then the committee, the Pumpkin Festival committee, ends up giving back to those nonprofits and other worthy causes about $100,000 every year. So it's quite unique. And when it comes to pumpkins or all things pumpkins, the Ritz even has a pumpkin massage. You can get pumpkin wine. You can obviously the normal things like pumpkin pie and ice cream. But just about anything pumpkin can be had.
Mm. I made a pumpkin out of glass the other day.
Yes, Half Moon Bay glass blowing. It's awesome.
It was. This is probably the fourth time I have brought it up because it was so unique, and I just didn't ever see myself making anything out of glass. So the opportunity to do that here in Half Moon Bay, you have a lot of unique opportunities for people that come here along with the golfing and everything and the relaxing. You certainly can relax here, but you don't have to because there's a lot to do. And you're so close to San Francisco, which that is going to be very appealing for a lot of people that don't want to stay there. But yes, for a day trip, to stay in Half Moon Bay and then just run over to San Francisco, it's so close. And living here as a resident, do you ever find yourself yearning to go to San Francisco? Or are you just,
I used to. I mean, I was born and raised in San Mateo County, so we used to go to the city a lot. We don't do it as much anymore, but that has nothing to do with, I mean, most people would.
Yeah.
It's just probably having been here for so long and been to the city. But I still meet my girlfriends in the city for lunch, and it's really, really quick. We're just 30 minutes south. We now have the tunnel on Highway 1 that doesn't make it particularly faster, but it does make it safer, and it does mean that Devil's Slide is not going to slide in. And speaking of Devil's Slide, I'm not sure if you're aware, but we have one of the most unique parks now that you will find in the world, and it is the old Highway 1 that went along Devil's Slide is now a walking trail. It's about 1.3 miles long with the most breathtaking views that you would find anywhere.
Well, I'm glad that you're talking about this because, yes, I have been talking about it on the show because I received several press releases about Devil's Slide Trail opening. And I didn't realize, of course, not being here, that there had been a problem. But now that Devil's Slide is open and I hear from you, this really is a big thing that people didn't realize. So describe again what exactly Devil's Slide is.
Highway 1 went right along the coast, and this particular goes right along the coast. And on this particular, right south of Pacifica and north of Half Moon Bay, there were rock slides that would have taken out Highway 1 or closed Highway 1 for long periods of time over the last, 30 years. And when that happens, it's devastating, of course, to our commerce in Half Moon Bay because we only have three arteries coming in, and that's a lifeline. But now we have a tunnel that is built, a very safe, beautiful tunnel that you drive through. So where the old highway was, and originally the Ocean Shore Railroad, that was the original thing that was on this stretch, is now a walking trail, and you are overlooking the Pacific Ocean. You can see the Farallon Islands. It is, and the rock formations, all kinds of birds and wildlife can be seen from there. So it is really spectacular.
Oh, it sounds phenomenal. Maybe today, this afternoon, I have a few moments. I will get out there myself. I did see the sign when I was going out to the Seal Cove Inn. I saw the sign that said that the tunnels were open and they're Devil's Trail, so very exciting. And how long are the trails here along the coastline in Half Moon Bay that stretch up and down?
I don't think anyone has ever measured all of them because we have an incredible amount of open space along the San Mateo County coast, just incredible. And we have trails everywhere. There's Montera Mountain. There is Purisima Redwoods. There's the coastal trail that goes right along the coast, and that trail goes through the entire Half Moon Bay, the entire city limits of Half Moon Bay and beyond on both sides. So there are numerous trails to hike and bike on and horseback ride on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did
horseback riding on the beach.
In fact, I was the other day, I was driving up and down the coastline there, and there was a fellow on horseback, and I thought, how fun is that? There he is just riding along the trail, cars are going by, there's a little airport down there, and I thought, this is very cool just to see someone just ride a cowboy riding around on his horse. So very exciting. Well, I know people can go to visithalfmoonbay.org. Again, that's visithalfmoonbay.org to check out everything that's going on and plan their trip to Half Moon Bay, see what's going on, see what festivals are coming up. So you're relaxing today from Rock the Block, but what's the next big festival that's coming into the town?
We have Tour de Fleur July 26th, and that's when all the nurseries open up their doors to the public, and we have about seven nurseries. Well, no, we have about 20 nurseries on the tour, but there's seven different packages. And this year, brand new, afterwards, we are having a farm-to-table dinner at Farmer John's, and people will actually be taken in on a hayride.
Fantastic. Charisse, thanks so much for joining us. Go relax today. You deserve it. All right, folks, stick around. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California.
Thanks.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough is playing defense today as calls for resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki continue. McDonough told CBS's Face the Nation, President Obama is madder than hell about the treatment delays.
We've now deployed additional staff over to the Veterans Administration to dig into this, to find out if this is a series of isolated cases or whether this is a systemic issue that we need to address with wholesale reform.
The California fires near San Diego have been contained and residents are returning to their homes. NBC's Jennifer Bjorklund is there.
This series of fires had 30,000 people evacuated within one day, and all but just a handful of homes are being repopulated right now. They expect to lift all the evacuation orders by later this afternoon.
California Governor Jerry Brown said today the wildfires are related to global warming, which he said caused the hot, dry conditions fueling the flames. This is NBC News Radio. There are no reports of...
If you've worn a fleece vest to an important meeting, you love the outdoors. If you can live on hot dogs and beans for 2 days, you love the outdoors. If you wear a headlamp to take out the garbage, you love the outdoors. And if you love the outdoors like we do, don't miss the REI Anniversary Sale, our biggest sale of the year. Save up to 30% on the best outdoor gear and clothing. Tents, packs, boots, and more. The REI Anniversary Sale, going on now.
Maloney is in the zone. From a right cross fakie, he transitions effortlessly to a front side shoulder shad.
Holy mackerel! He is so gifted, I thought he was actually wearing his seatbelt.
Well, Dick, you're not trained to spot the tricks drivers use to avoid seatbelt tickets. Let's see if he can fool the police.
And that siren signals a resounding no.
There you have it. There's no trick to avoiding seatbelt tickets. Day and night, click it or ticket.
They form the National Highway Traffic Safety.
Financial Words of Wisdom with Market Wrap host Mo Ansari.
Staying out of the market is the most dangerous thing you can do for your financial future.
If you continue to spend like a drunken sailor, you're going to run out of money. That's the reality. This is not poker. This is your financial future.
It's helpful financial food for thought on your drive home with a host who tells it like it is. Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
In May, real estate takes center stage in Palm Springs Life, California's prestige magazine. Subscribe at palmspringslife.com or by calling 800-775-PALM or pick up a copy at Jensen's, Bristol Farms, or Greetings in downtown Palm Springs. On sale now, the May annual real estate issue includes a guide to communities in the Coachella Valley for those 55 plus, as well as a roundup of the host of celebrities who have called the valley home. We also interview actress, author, and wellness advocate Marielle Hemingway, who is in town to be the keynote speaker at Palm Springs Life's Women in Business Awards, taking place May 21st at the Ritz-Carlton in Rancho Mirage. Finally, don't miss our report on the trends seen on the runway during Fashion Week El Paseo. This year, it was all about bright spots of color, feathers, leather, prints, and more. Palm Springs Life is smart, current, and inspiring. Pick up a copy at newsstands or subscribe by calling 800-775-PALM or visiting palmspringslife.com. Palm Springs Life, California's prestige magazine.
Your restaurant has the coolest bar stools and dining furniture.
Why, thank you very much. It came from Desert Business Interiors.
Hey, was your home office furniture expensive?
Not even. I shopped at Desert Business Interiors.
Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
If you want to know what's going on in the desert, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Desert Entertainer, available for free at over 800 locations. From live entertainment, attractions, dining, golf, and gaming, you'll find it all in The Desert Entertainer, with great features on everything from desert nightlife to a complete calendar of events. There's even discount coupon offers and more, all inside The Desert Entertainer. So if you want to know what's going on, just look inside The Desert Entertainer, your weekly guide to fun.
Now you can get all the information you need to know about what's happening in the local real estate and finance markets and how to take advantage of that knowledge on Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio weekdays at 9 a.m. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, Ron and his panel of guests have their pulse on the Southern California markets. Can't wait for mortgage advice? Call Ron now at 1-800-306-1990 and listen to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio weekday mornings at 9 right here on Money Radio 1200.
It's always an adventure traveling with Françoise. Now back to the show and your host, Françoise, on Money Radio.
Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. All right. We are coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California. I am currently, as I said earlier in the show, I spent two nights at the Seal Cove Inn. I'm spending two nights here at the Half Moon Bay Lodge. But with us today on the show right now is Kelly Dayan, and she is the owner, along with her husband John, of the Seal Cove Inn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Françoise.
Well, I have to say, I had a fabulous, fabulous time there, and you described it so well. I'm using her words, European country manner. And I couldn't really, because it's just such a beautiful setting. You're surrounded by these magnificent cypress trees. The ocean is just steps away. There's so much happening there. But let's start with you and the Seal Cove Inn. You have been owners for just about a year.
A year yesterday.
Yes. Congratulations. Happy anniversary on that. And this has been a passion of yours, and it really takes a passion to have an inn, because an inn is not like a hotel. They're completely different. It's so personal, and the design, everything is specific to what you as the innkeeper really want.
Right. It's an opportunity for a reflection of you as a person, and we have tried to really make it comfortable and reflect our beautiful coastal surroundings and make it approachable for all people that come to visit us in Half Moon Bay. So it really has been a labor of love. We've done a lot of renovations in the last year. If you were here a year ago, it would look very different than it does now, which we think is a good thing. Fun.
I have been posting pictures on Facebook, and folks, you can go to their website right now, which is sealcoveinn.com, and check it out yourself. But describe it to my listeners that don't have a computer handy, or their iPhone, or they're driving, and they don't have that. Describe the inn to folks.
So the inn was designed with French and English influences. It's a stucco building. It has a wood-shake roof. It's very magical. It really does look like you've arrived in Europe, and you have just this private hideaway, and that's what we like about it. You drive down our driveway. It's this arched tree-lined driveway, and you feel like you're a million miles away, but you're 23 miles from San Francisco. So it's really beautiful, and we are 6 miles north of Half Moon Bay, so we're kind of the northern tip of the area. The building is all done in light colors. We've used a whitewashed French oak flooring. Everything's very neutral, and it's intended to be the backdrop for the beautiful surroundings around us. We don't want to fight with the beauty outside. We have our beautiful cottage garden out back, and as you mentioned, the cypress trees and the ocean nearby. We want people to really be focused on what's around us and what's outside, because we think that's what's really special. So our job is to make the inside very comfortable and luxurious for our guests, but not to compete with the beautiful surroundings. So that's what we've been aiming for.
Well, it is spectacular, and there is such a feel when you stay at an inn, folks. Some people are a little nervous about that. They're nervous that perhaps, I don't know that they have to share a bathroom or that they have to be quiet, when you're in an inn, it's like being at home. There's a comfort factor that, frankly, you don't find in a hotel. You just don't, because it's a completely different environment. People come there to just relax in their rooms or relax in the sitting area. They use their computers where they want. They sit outside. It's completely different. And you're there, and your staff, they're there always to chat or help someone if they need any help. And it is completely different feel. The room's so comfortable, just so, so comfortable. Of course, when I looked out, everyone looks out on these beautiful flowers. These gardens you have there are spectacular. And you were telling me that they're just wildflowers.
Mm-hmm. It was originally just wildflowers. It was built during a drought in California. And so whatever survived, it had to be hardy, and it comes back year after year. Every month is a surprise to us what pops up, and so it's really fun. And they're different colors throughout the year. When we get to fall, there's these beautiful yellow flowers that I should know what they're called, and I don't. But but it's every month is a surprise. And there have been some perennials that have been planted and more shrubbery over the years. But it's generally fairly cottagey, and we like it that way. We like that kind of untamed look. So we have not done anything other than clean it up and prune it and try to enhance it. So
well,
it is beautiful.
Definitely. It just adds to the charm of the Seal Cove Inn. And it's so convenient. In fact, I was thinking when I drove down the road, you have the Moss Distillery down at the very end. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, wait a minute. I was down this road last time I was here in Half Moon Bay. I didn't even know because the Seal Cove Inn is tucked away down this beautiful tree-lined road, as you said. And there you go around a corner, there's this magnificent inn, and I thought, oh, it's just so serene, yet lively if you want to be. There's hiking trails all over, just fabulous. But before we get to the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve, I want to talk about the number of rooms at the Seal Cove Inn.
We have 10 guest rooms, and to your point about sometimes you feel like you have to be quiet in an inn, our building was originally built as an inn, and so it's very well insulated. So our 10 guest rooms are very large for generally what you think of as an inn. We do have all the amenities of a hotel. We have business class Wi-Fi and all of the things that flat screen TVs. We do have the amenities, but if you don't want them, you don't turn them on, you don't use them. We do serve wine and hors d'oeuvres in the evening for your pleasure, as well as a three-course breakfast in the morning. We have a conference room for meetings, and so we do have groups that'll come and take the whole property, have business meetings, and really enjoy it. And the business groups tell us it's an opportunity for them to get to know each other as a team that they don't have in a hotel. So, yeah, it's
I could actually see a business meeting more productive there just because of the setting mm-hmm. and the focus. And they get the meeting done probably quicker, and so they can go out and enjoy the surroundings because there's just something very conducive there to let's get the work done. We can focus easier, not a lot of distractions. So, again, the Seal Cove Inn, folks, just a fabulous place to stay. But you need to definitely make your reservations because you have a lot of guests coming in and out of there. The breakfast. I was showing pictures yesterday of the breakfast on Facebook, and it was Belgian waffles, cream brulee in the morning. It was dessert. First thing I started with dessert. I love that. That was perfect for me. To me, it was a dessert. A tart, I think prosciutto tart.
Prosciutto and tomato tart.
Yes, delicious. And that is part of an inn as well. That's part of the inn experience. If you want to partake into it, is a breakfast. It's not muffins and orange juice, and it's complete. It is a beautiful chef-created breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's our goal. Get you fueled for your day. And a lot of people tell us they don't need to eat lunch because they've had a beautiful breakfast. They can eat it as late as 10 o'clock, and then they take off for the day. So that is definitely our goal. But it's interesting, the thing that they do go and do often then is go to the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve. We have a great relationship with the Rangers there, so we'll call the Rangers and say, we're sending a group down to you. Be really nice to them. And they are a fabulous group of people down there, the park rangers and the docents. So definitely a shout-out to them as well.
Well, the Fitzgerald Marine Reserve is just 5 minutes down the road? It wasn't even that long. I just walked down the street, made a right, and the coast is right there. Seal Cove, actually, there is a Seal Cove
that is
right there. And the Marine Reserve, how large is the reserve?
You know, honestly, I don't know the square footage. It is probably in some of the documentation. But what people don't realize is that reserve runs all the way from our property south to Pillar Point. So where Mavericks is, I know people talk about the Maverick Surf Competition. Mm-hmm. That Pillar Point Harbor Park there is also part of the Marine Reserve. So it is very large. And you can hike all the way from our property all the way down to there, you know, it's probably only a couple of miles, but through some beautiful bluffside trails. It is really, really beautiful. Nice property. We bike it, we hike it. You cannot walk the beach the whole way there. I get asked that all the time, but just a lovely, it's magical. The whole place, we just think we're so blessed to be next door to it. And literally when you leave our property, you are actually in the Marine Reserve. So that whole county park is designated as reserve. So it's a little different than the county or than the state beaches. So you're close to the Kelly State Beach here. It's different from the state beaches. It's a little bit more restricted in what you can do because those animals are all protected. Mm-hmm. It's a no-take beach. You don't take shells or rocks or anything like that from there. So it is different, but it's just beautiful. We were down there last night with the seals bobbing right there in the cove, and you saw them probably laying on the beach up farther with their babies. So it's really a very, very special place. So Yeah, we're very blessed.
Well, I have to be honest. I said earlier in the show, I didn't see any seals. I don't know where they were, but maybe I didn't go quite down far. I don't think I went down far enough. I was so busy taking photographs. I was just, it really, I want to say maybe Alice in Wonderland or The Wizard of Oz. It just was just so spectacular. We certainly, you don't see settings like that in every coastal community. And that's a one point I really wanted to make, that Half Moon Bay is not just typical, and I really say this with all respect to every coastal community out there, a typical coastal community is completely different because of the trees, the foliage, the flowers, the agriculture, completely different. Half Moon Bay is a very unique, and Moss Beach, which you are in Moss Beach, which is basically El Granada, all these little communities right along this stretch of coast is very, very unique in its own right because of the setting that it's in. You were in the corporate world. You made your way over to how did you pick? I have to ask Kelly, and Kelly Dayan, she is the owner of the Seal Cove Inn, along with her husband, John. How did you pick Half Moon Bay?
You know, I wish I could say I picked Half Moon Bay. I think it picked us. We were looking for the right business. And it wasn't until we were partially into it that I looked at John and I said, you know, we're moving to the beach. Yeah. We were so used to that business focus and, you know, the right place for us. And as it turned out, we lucked into it. I can't say it any other way. I wish I had targeted it. Yeah. I didn't. It just happened that the Seal Cove Inn was available for sale when we were looking to purchase a hospitality business. And we were just very, very lucky. It is such a special place. We really do feel like stewards in a way that we can now show more generations how beautiful it is, because it's been open since 1991. Was built by Karen Herbert and her husband Rick, and Karen is known for the Karen Brown travel guides, and so lots of people had discovered it back then through her travel guides, and then through changes in ownership, you know, it's been different, but we feel like we're honoring their initial vision of hospitality, and it's just a magical location, and we have nothing to do with that. We can just make it a great place to stay for people while they're there. So that's always our goal.
Well, and you do a fabulous job, and you're open 7 days a week.
We are.
You are open. Inn is open all the time. Don't think different. 24/7. Why don't you give the information how people can go to the website, which actually all this will be on Traveling with Francoise, folks, when I put the page together about my Half Moon Bay trip. But go ahead and give everyone the phone number and the website now.
The website is www.sealcoveinn.com. You can always reach us by phone. The area code is 650-728-4114. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can do all those social media things. But just give us a call. If you want to come visit, we're happy to talk you through the various rooms that are available, you know, what might be of interest to you. We try to make sure, because Half Moon Bay is a little town and it does get busy. We try to take care of our guests when we make those reservations, make sure they have dinner reservations and that they're taking care of golf or spa or whatever, horseback riding. Whatever they're interested in. We have bicycles for our guests to use, which is another really popular thing for people staying at the inn. So lots to do.
It's all right there. I loved my stay at the Seal Cove Inn. I'll be back, I promise.
You can come back anytime. We love having you.
Thank you. It was so much fun. Kelly Dayan, the owner of Seal Cove Inn, thanks so much. Have a great day. Go hang around town or do something. I don't know, shopping. I don't know. Just go out and relax. Oh, you sit by the beach all the time.
Do
something different. All right, Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. We're coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California. It is. The sun is peaking. In fact, there's a lot of sun out there right now. It is just gorgeous. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
At Indian Ridge Country Club, there's a whole new life waiting for you. This upscale private country club offers a unique active lifestyle where friendships are easily formed. Play golf, tennis, go hiking, biking, get a facial, take an art class, or meet your neighbors at the beautiful new circular bar. Indian Ridge is member-owned and operated with two world-class 18-hole golf courses. Visit online at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7272.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at command1.com.
Your reservation has now been confirmed. You are traveling with Françoise, exclusively on Money Radio.
Slamming my eye is bad. I'm getting better now. I'm finally driving like I used to. But
Sorry, had that experience.
He was great on the radio. You guys are both great. Thank you so much.
This was a great experience. We're so pleased to meet you. Come back anytime.
Thank you.
Who do you have now?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am coming to you live from Half Moon Bay, California. Yes, so 501 miles from the Coachella Valley. It is about an 8-hour drive, I went the 5, and if you have not been up Interstate 5 for a long time, you are going to be pleasantly surprised because it is completely different now. Remember when it used to be all agriculture? There was nothing for miles and miles and miles and miles. You were thinking, is this ever going to end? Well, now there's stops, there's rest stops, there's more agriculture. Of course, the California drought is not going to help that part. It's not going to help that part too much. But there are a lot of different things going on Interstate 5. I did cut across up by Gilroy. I did come through Gilroy, and I could take Highway 1 back. It just depends on what time I leave. So there's several ways to get up here to Half Moon Bay. And eventually, though, you're going to take that one main road that leads you into this coastal community. And it's a very populated road. It's a little bit of a windy road. It's Highway 92, but it is you're in all these massive trees, and it sort of sets you up. In fact, it does set you up for your Half Moon Bay experience. You're waiting to round the corner and see the beautiful ocean, and you certainly at some point do that. You drop right into Half Moon Bay. You come around a point, and there it is. And Main Street's there. Just beautiful. In fact, I have a little bit of information here. A Devil's Slide Trail that we were talking about with Cherise is 1.3 mile area of Route 1. It allows visitors an opportunity to explore some of California's most dramatic coastline, and it's ideal for observing a wide range of marine life. The coastal trail, there are coastal trails here all up and down the coast. They're perfect for a beautiful coastal walk. It's mostly paved. There's a mostly paved 7-mile trail that runs along the Pacific Ocean from the Ritz-Carlton to Pillar Point Harbor. And yes, there is a Ritz-Carlton up here in the area. They kind of keep a pretty low profile, though, because they're not, no one really does the mega advertising that you think of in some of the beach areas. They keep things very low-key because that is all part of the Half Moon Bay experience. Now, again, I want you to go to visithalfmoonbay.org and check it out, and you can make all your reservations right there online, at least find out what lodgings. But I encourage you to stay at the Seal Cove Inn. I really do. It's just spectacular. And their website is sealcoveinn.com. Or if you want more of the hotelish lodging feel, stay here at the Half Moon Bay Lodge, where I am staying tonight as well. I was here last night and tonight. Very comfortable beds, very spacious rooms. They have meeting areas here as well. In fact, I am in the conference center overlooking the pool, which ultimately overlooks the golf course of the Half Moon Bay Golf Links, which is a spectacular golf course which runs right along the coast. And it is, you're playing golf, you're going to try and play golf, and look at the views. That's what happens when you play golf along the coast. You're trying to hit the ball, and then you know some dolphins out there, or perhaps some whales, or you see, oh, what? Oh, bad shot. That's okay, though, because you're out in such a beautiful area. You're having such a wonderful time. Who cares? It's all right. Enjoy yourself. Okay, let's see. Commercial fishing. Yes, they have fishing here. It would be a coastal community without fishing. I've been seeing the commercial fishermen go out every day. That commercial fishing actually generates $8.6 million annually. Approximately 10 million fish are caught each year, with the most prevalent being salmon, rock cod, albacore tuna, and halibut. Now, salmon, they're not ocean fish, salmon, so they must have some streams that run around through here, Half Moon Bay, so that's what I would think. Tourism, of course, is very huge here in Half Moon Bay, but the community supports itself as well. Everyone promotes each other. They dine at the local restaurants. They shop at the local stores. So this community is very self-sufficient among itself, with, of course, the agriculture that goes along here as well. And they do produce vegetable crops: Brussels sprouts, leeks, peas, beans, artichokes, and pumpkins. It says the total gross value of San Mateo County's agricultural product last year was $149 million. In fact, yesterday I had something that I've never had before, and that was a fava bean salad. I've never had anything like that before. And joining us right now is Kim Levine from Pasta Moon. Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you, Princess?
There we go. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Well, beautiful day today in Half Moon Bay.
It is a gorgeous day. And yesterday I had lunch at the Pasta Moon. That is your restaurant. You have been there for 25 years. 28 years.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is
a long time.
That is a long time. And you of course live right here in Half Moon Bay, I would assume.
Yes, beautiful Half Moon Bay. I'm originally from Iowa.
Okay, and what sets the Pasta Moon apart from many of the other local restaurants here in the Valley?
Well, I think a couple of things do, Francois. We make everything on premises. Everything's on premises, and we source out all of our ingredients locally. I would say a good 92% are just locally grown for us. A lot of our meats from Marker Guard Farms, which is an organic grass-fed farm south of town. All of our, most of our produce and most all of our fruits are coming from just within a 5-mile radius.
Well, it's delicious. In fact, a lot of people that know me, I showed a picture of the fava bean salad, which was delicious. They know they are probably going, Francoise actually ate that. I'm a little picky. I'm a lot picky when it comes to food. I wanted to give it a try because it sounded so unique. It was fabulous. It was delicious.
Well, I think the nice thing about that salad is there's 5 ingredients. And when you have a recipe that has very little ingredients, all 5 have to be at their peak. The lemons, the fava beans, the peas, which are grown locally just a mile down the road. And they're in peak season right now because they were little and they were sweet. Good olive oil and good feta cheese and fresh mint. So it's a simple salad, but everything has to be at their peak. I'm so happy you enjoyed that salad.
Well, and your menu is very, very extensive. We only have just a short time left, but you have pizzas, you have antipasta, you have all sorts of you had lamb sausage there that I had a taste of it. Delicious. You have some very unique dishes at Pasta Moon, and you're right there located on Main Street. Easy to find.
We are.
And you're open. Tell us, everyone, your hours of operation.
We're open from Monday to Thursday, lunch 11:30 to 2:30, dinner 5:30 to 9:00, Saturday and Sunday, lunch 12 to 3:00, and 5:30 to 9:30.
And you have a full bar.
We have a full bar, and we also specialize in gluten-free pizza and pasta and bread.
And entertainment. I saw a piano in there.
We do. We do entertainment on Wednesday nights. We get a lot of groups, salsa bands, classical music, opera singers, lots of different varieties of music, and that's for the locals, and it's free.
And I was just going to say that, not only do you cater to the tourists that come in and out of town all the time, but I could feel right away when I walked in that you're very, the locals love it. The locals are at Pasta Boone all the time.
Yes, I think, and the nice thing is my staff has been with me anywhere from 12 to 17 years, so they know all the locals as well. So we're, you know, we're one of the restaurants that are very, very lucky, and we were really happy to have you.
Well, thank you.
We'd love to have you back.
Well, Kim Levine from Pasta Moon, thank you so much. 28 years right there on Main Street, folks. You can go to their website, which is?
www.pastamoon.com.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thank
all right, folks. We have to step aside for a moment for the news break, as always. When we come back, we have a lot more coming to you live from Half Moon Bay. This is Francoise, traveling with Francoise. We'll be right back.